This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A controversial bill that would ban nearly all abortions has passed in the state of Alabama. It was passed overnight, and an amendment that would have made exceptions for rape and incest was denied. Sponsors of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining question in the Roe v. Wade ruling, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Democratic Representative Merrica Coleman says,
Roe v. Wade is overturned. You will go back to the days where women are having abortions in alleys.
The State Department's ordering U.S. workers out of Iraq a day after the Defense Department warned about a possible threat to Americans there from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. The White House also reportedly has been reviewing possible military options should U.S. forces come under attack by Iran or its proxies. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Oh my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
On Venezuela, we have disagreement.
Meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Sochi, Russia yesterday, that's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's calling on Russia to help with an easy transition of power in Venezuela, which he says would see current leader Nicolas Maduro step down.
I urge my Russian colleagues to support the Venezuelan people as they return democracy to their country. The United States and more than 50 other nations agree that the time has come for Nicolas Maduro to go. He's brought nothing but misery to the Venezuelan people, and we hope that the Russians' support for Maduro will end.
Pompeo also warning Lavrov and the Russian government against interference in the U.S. election, saying any such action would further sour relations between the two countries. President Trump will speak this morning at the 38th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service at 11 Eastern, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The Texas State Senate's recently approved a bill to raise the smoking age in the state to 21, and then yesterday the House passed a preliminary version of the bill as well. A final version still has to be approved by the Senate, and it is expected to pass. Many parents sometimes wonder if their child has a cold or if they have allergies. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains the difference.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies.
And a 29-year-old Florida man was arrested this week for playing basketball in the nude. It happened in Longwood. He claimed to police he plays better when he's unclothed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Donald Trump didn't start the trade war, but he's determined to win it. And here to talk more about it is the director of operations for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. A lot involved here, Kyle Obert, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's good to be with you, Bill. Yeah. How you doing?
Welcome. Yes, exactly. Great to have you here.
Yeah, so this trade war, as you said, President Trump, he didn't start it. It started actually in 2001 when China joined the World Trade Organization. And, you know, they made some promises when they joined the WTO on December 11th, 2001. Mm-hmm. Some of those promises that they made were that they would open up their economy, that they would allow foreign investment into the Chinese economy, and that they would stop stealing intellectual property from Western nations. And that's not happened. And so what you're seeing today is actually the culmination of decades of trade abuses. Finally, we have a president who's willing to fight back.
Exactly. Well, and I'm glad you reminded everybody of this. I mean, this has been so obvious that even Chuck Schumer, I mean, you talk about bipartisan support, which we have very little of, you know, during this first 2.5-3 years of the Donald Trump administration. But this is something that all Americans can agree in. And this just is the issue of just raw fairness, is it not?
Absolutely. It really is. It's about fairness, and it is something that all parties can get behind. You mentioned Chuck Schumer. He tweeted a really astounding and really strong message of support to the president a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And he told him to hang tough and to show strength when dealing with the Chinese. And it's not just Schumer. Also, Senator Bernie Sanders, who is one of the leading contenders for the Democratic nomination, he has also said that we need to play hardball with the Chinese. He said that we need to label them a currency manipulator. This is something that President Trump hasn't done yet, but maybe that's forthcoming. You know, the president has been extraordinarily gracious in dealing with the Chinese and in trying to deal with this in an amicable way.
Right.
But now
he's maintained that good relationship with President Xi. And whenever there's any conversation, he leads with his confidence in that relationship, does he not?
He does. And, and that's not a bad thing. You know, it helps to have a good relationship with your negotiating partner. However, I think what we're seeing as these negotiations have progressed is that the Chinese are negotiating in good faith.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They've walked back some of the things that we thought they had agreed to.
Yeah, but 90% of what they agreed to, they said and they took it off the table. And of course, Trump and Mike Pompeo cried foul and said, "No, we're not. It's not going to happen."
Yeah, I think the estimation that the Chinese were making is that the president is wants a deal just for the sake of having a deal, and I don't think that's the case. I think that he really wants a great deal,
right?
And that no deal would be fine with him. If he doesn't get a great deal, we'll settle for no deal. And actually, our organization, that's what we're advocating for, is to just walk away. This is a regime that is engaged in massive human rights abuses against Christians and against Muslims and against Buddhists and against other faithful people.
Right.
And we shouldn't be dealing with them. We didn't deal with the Third Reich. I don't think we should deal with the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, certainly that's an option. And I think that what Trump is trying to do here, Kyle, and, you know, and because of the principles that the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement holds to, I mean, this is key. I mean, this needs to be, you know, part of the discussion. There's no doubt about it, because not only does this, you know, bring China in, truly as an international partner, potentially, but, you know, some of their practices, I mean, the oppression of their people, you know, throwing people into gulags and concentration camps, and the numbers that they're talking about here, I mean, we're talking millions, as you report. They're imprisoning millions of Muslims in concentration camps, persecuting, of course, the Uyghurs, Christians, and Buddhists that we've reported on before. I mean, we talk, you know, we hear spying here in America, and people get a little nervous about it. Well, you know, China, they're black belts in spying on their people, right?
Oh, they really are. I mean, the Chinese regime has created an Orwellian surveillance state unlike any other the world has ever seen. And, yeah, and they're spying here as well. You know, back in 2015, the Office of Personnel Management was hacked, and it is widely believed, and actually National Security Advisor Bolton, I believe, even came out and said that it was the Chinese behind the hack.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a big problem, because anybody and everybody who had applied for a security clearance up until that point was probably included in that hack. And, and you know, across the board, you know, the FBI director, Director Wray, has recently said that the Chinese regime is sending spies here as students and academics, and that they may be stealing intellectual property from our universities. So it really is a kind of a whole-of-society approach that they've adopted, and we're really facing a whole-of-society threat. So these kinds of things, you know, need to be taken into account, and I think they are being taken into account in the trade negotiations. But, you know, we definitely believe that a hardball approach is what's called for here.
Well, without a doubt, especially if we learned anything after, you know, 2.5 years of the Mueller report and, you know, the Russian investigation and the potential, you know, meddling, I still maintain that it's potential. I mean, it's not to the degree. I mean, some Democrats, they find some peace of mind in manufacturing some conclusion that states that the Russians elected Donald Trump, not the American people. Of course, it's ludicrous, but okay, that's their, you know, that's their dream and their vision. I guess they're welcome to it, but it's quite delusional. But all that to say is that who's to say that China has not done anything? And would they be more tempted because of because of the trade negotiations and what's going on and their perception? I mean, compared to President Xi, who's in for life, you've got Donald Trump, who's got to, you know, come before the people here in another year and a half and, you know, see if he can be reelected. And some, you know, might argue there from China's side, hey, we can wait this out because we might have better odds with under new management as opposed to dealing with Donald Trump.
Yeah, Bill, you raise a really good point there. You know, the Chinese, in their retaliation against the president for fighting back against the trade war that they started, the Chinese are now putting tariffs on agricultural imports, and their calculation, it seems, is that they can hurt the farmers of America. And if that's not election meddling,
yes,
then I don't know what is, because what they're doing is they're trying to go after what they perceive to be the president's base.
Well, we got to go to break. We've got more from Kyle Overt after this. Stay with us.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
Gaga here. You know, we're deeper than the 8-second sound bites. We give it to you straight. We give it to you smart. And this is why we're blessed to have very smart and brilliant experts coming on the show, like Kyle Obert, who is with us right now. And Kyle, you and Mark Thiessen is a former speechwriter with George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, and Fox News contributor, agree that Donald Trump's in it to win it here. But you know, people need to understand the way Donald Trump operates. And a lot of people that maybe just have a cursory understanding of business, it's hard for them to get their brains wrapped around this concept. And that is that Donald Trump wants a win-win situation. He doesn't want to, you know, like previous negotiators, like what we went through, you know, back to World War One when there was some negotiation going on. There was the heel of a boot on somebody's throat and you're negotiating and you're just compelling people to make a deal with you. Donald Trump is appealing, you know, if that's possible, to consider the better angels of President Xi and trying to present to him the opportunity of being, you know, more in the mainstream of the international community, if we might say that. And that is that they would deal with fairly, and as a result of dealing with the United States fairly, maybe, just maybe, they might be able to you know, open up their thinking in terms of this oppression, because, you know, this is the problem with any kind of the ism, socialism, communism, that sort of thing. Their ideas ultimately are not, you know, truly for the greater good. This is what makes the United States so unique, when we are free to be responsible, have rights that go along with it, and to, you know, pursue our passions and our dreams. But in institutions and in governments like China, you know, their ideas are just thrust upon them. You have no choice. They know better. You don't. And you're a ward of the state. And, you know, here you've got slavery. And it's kind of ironic that in this culture today, that you got so many young people, you know, kind of thinking that socialism is the way to go. They have no idea, do they?
Yeah, it's tragic the extent to which the Marxist ideology has become so pervasive among my generation here in America. But, you know, I would argue that perhaps the opposite may be true in China. I think that the youth in China are really yearning to be free, to have access to information, to not be trapped behind the great firewall. You know, China has built this firewall to censor all the information on the Internet. They basically segmented the Internet. Our website, nationalawakening.org, is actually banned in China. You can't access it. You know, it is a real struggle of ideologies. You know, you mentioned that, you know, the president may be trying to appeal to the better angels surrounding President Xi. Unfortunately, it seems like President Xi has surrounded himself with a very radical cadre of hardcore communists. You know, back in, I believe it was in 1999, a book was written, and it was called Unrestricted Warfare. It was written by two Chinese People's Liberation Army colonels. And in this book, they articulated a vision for how they could win a war against the United States. And their strategy was to basically pursue information war, cyber war, and economic warfare, and to avoid physical war, because they knew that, you know, our weapons are technologically superior. And if you look at the course of action that the Chinese have followed, particularly the Chinese military establishment, since this book came out, they've really put into practice everything that this book was talking about. So perhaps the hope that we can appeal to President Xi's better angels, I think it's a good thing to aspire to, but I don't know if there really are any better angels surrounding him.
Well, you know, as you say, you've got the young people there in China that, you know, and whether or not people can talk about it or you know, openly, we know that there are underground churches that, boy, you talk about you know, revivals that are taking place that I hear reported out of China. I mean, it makes us look like we have little faith in God whatsoever. I mean, here's these people in the midst of this kind of oppression that is taking place and people watching. You can't even imagine, you know, here in the West, we can't even imagine what's that like. I mean, you know, compared to what they go through, I mean, we deal with, you know, a hangnail worth of pressure or pain. It's ridiculous. But nonetheless, I mean, like anything, you know, I think that we've been designed, God has designed us with this, you know, call for liberty and freedom. I mean, it's God-given. It's not given by, you know, by government. And because it's God-given, it's woven into our DNA in such a way. So when I refer to better angels, I'm kind of speaking to that level of consciousness or maybe unconsciousness because, you know, to a degree, whether it's these kernels or the ideology, as you say, you know, perfectly, Kyle, is that, yeah, they're going to resist because this is the religion that they have followed. This is what they know. And, you know, and we've got a lot riding here, not only, you know, trade, we've got negotiations with North Korea, as you know, and of course, with what your organization deals with. I mean, you are praying and you are feeling the pain of our fellow humanoids that are being oppressed to the degree that they are, whether it's in China or, you know, North Korea. I mean, this is heartbreaking what's going on. So we have lots of reasons to support Donald Trump in this trade war, because I believe, and I think what I'm hearing from you is there's some other benefits in resolving this trade. If we can resolve this trade war, I think some dominoes start to come down in much the same way. I mean, you know, what may happen here is China could end up being, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, USSR. If you understand where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it is a really tragic situation that the faithful in China are facing. Mm-hmm. Not just the Christians, but also the Muslims and the Buddhists. The Chinese Communist Party has set itself up as a religion unto itself, and any belief system that places any other power higher than the Communist Party is seen as an inherent threat to them.
Exactly.
And, you know, perhaps, you know, our hope is that if these negotiations do continue, of course, we would like to see them end, honestly, until China releases these 3 million people from the concentration camps. But if they do continue, we really think that issues of religious freedom need to be on the table because especially the Christians and the Muslims and the Buddhists in China. I mean, the hearts of the faithful are on fire in China. Like you said, what they're facing is so much worse than what we're facing here.
Without a doubt. And you know, and you bring up a good point here in terms of religious freedom, and I hope that people are gathering this. I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, Muslims and Buddhists. Who else is fighting for Muslims and Buddhists around the world right now at this level?
Good question.
Yeah, who else but Donald Trump and the United States?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
You know, so think about it. So I'm glad you brought that up, Kyle, because that is hugely significant. And so in a sense, if I can put it in Star Wars terms, you know, Donald Trump's becoming the Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, for religious freedom and for these groups that
like
are not
that.
Represented, if I can say that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And, you know, I think it's important that we get behind him, that we support him, and that we encourage him to stay tough.
He is the Director of Operations for the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. Kyle Olbert has been our guest. Kyle, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you, Bill.
You take care. All right.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers USA announced that Wells Fargo & Company has committed to a 3-year title sponsorship of the organization's annual event, the No Barriers Summit. This year's summit is in Squaw Creek, Lake Tahoe, California, June 13th to the 15th. The summit inspires attendees through motivational speakers, cutting-edge accessibility innovations, networking opportunities with like-minded individuals, and more than 30 adaptive activities to help attendees break through barriers. Dave Sherna is the executive director and co-founder of No Barriers.
Our collaboration with Wells Fargo has always been built on the pillars of trust and a bold vision for the future. With this new commitment, Wells Fargo will help No Barriers unleash the potential of thousands of people who are striving to break through the challenges they face to be their best.
Online registration is open through June 12th. For more, visit www.nobarriersusa.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A controversial bill that would ban nearly all abortions has passed in the state of Alabama. It was passed overnight, and an amendment that would have made exceptions for rape and incest was denied. Sponsors of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining question in the Roe v. Wade ruling, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Democratic Representative Merrica Coleman says,
Roe v. Wade is overturned. You will go back to the days where women are having abortions in back alleys.
The State Department's ordering U.S. workers out of Iraq a day after the Defense Department warned about a possible threat to Americans there from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. The White House also reportedly has been reviewing possible military options should U.S. forces come under attack by Iran or its proxies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're hearing about this latest drone attack. You know, we've got to stop and consider, you know, what the Houthi are doing and what it's demonstrating. You know, these latest drone attacks in Saudi Arabia show what some are calling a new level of sophistication. This is a, you know, quite the wake-up call here. And Brett Velikovich is with us. He's a drone warrior expert and strategic advisor at White Fox, and he's here to talk about the latest drone attacks. Brett, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. This is quite the wake-up call here. I mean, the Houthis now have access to drones, right?
Yeah, definitely the wake-up call. I mean, look, the Houthi definitely have used drones previously. I mean, we know from reporting that the Iranians had actually created a drone for them that was meant to be used not necessarily for surveillance, but actually as a weapon. And the Houthi had been already conducting attacks, particularly within Yemen, for a few years now. But what's particularly interesting to me about this attack inside Saudi Arabia on their oil pipeline is how far inside the country the attacks were. I mean, the specific locations of this pipeline, you know, were believed to be highly secure simply by their geographic region. And so what it suggests to me is, considering the fact that the typical drone that Houthi's been using previously, considering the fact that they weren't able to really reach that far a distance, it tells me that either they've been given a new type of capability potentially by the Iranians, or the attack actually was launched from inside Saudi territory, both of which are pretty dangerous in this case.
Exactly. Well, you know, and to the point of all this is the increasing vulnerability of critical infrastructure, you know, to these drone attacks, right?
Sure. I mean, the truth is the vast majority of critical infrastructure in the U.S. does not have counter drone technology, okay, and we're talking about airports and nuclear facilities and all these, even along the border and locations that we're seeing illicit activity take place that could benefit from systems that have the ability to detect these drones that are flying around and also help what we call mitigate them, basically stop them from carrying potentially illicit contraband or conducting surveillance. I mean, if you look at a few of the recent drone incidents that have taken place around the world, particularly within airports, we've seen drones flying into these restricted airspace and not necessarily causing physical damage, but causing economic damage. And I think that's a key issue here, especially with, as it relates to Saudi Arabia, with oil prices going up just because of these attacks. And, the airports that are seeing an economic loss because passengers can't fly. And all of that really comes back to the fact that these locations need to be more secure from the air, because that's the way we need to start thinking about security now, is also, from the air and not just from the ground.
Well, in much the same way, like, the transference of information and data, the critical infrastructure that is now being required, we're finding the same thing, as you say, drones are coming in. I mean, you got a couple of kids out there just messing around, not even realizing what kind of impact. You know, all they got is a toy out there, and next thing you know, I mean, they're having, hundreds of thousands of dollars of economic impact for a joyride.
Exactly, and that's the thing that we're seeing, particularly at White Fox, that specializes in counter-drone technology, is that it's not necessarily all the time a bad, malicious actor. Oftentimes, it's the clueless and the careless. It could be just a kid who got his hands on a fancy drone for his birthday and has no idea the real capabilities of these drones that can fly thousands of feet in the air and potentially go into this restricted airspace. And so they aren't educated enough to know that that what they're doing can potentially harm somebody. And so that's 99% of the people that are flying drones, that are doing it illegally or operating improperly. That's what you've got to watch out for, because it could be the case one day where somebody wasn't meaning to cause harm and could potentially hurt people. And so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that there isn't steeper regulations on this. I mean, considering the fact that we require, our kids to get a driver's license and to be insured and understand the consequences of driving a car, but yet we're giving, them these kind of things that, look like a toy and they're innocent. Right. And then, even with the information we have today, Brett, aren't you surprised that we haven't done something, at a federal level to, kind of reel this in a bit?
Well, I think a lot of people in the industry are asking for that. And there have been some steps that the Federal Aviation Administration has taken within recent years to try and curb that, but they've got a long way to go. They just, within the last couple of years started this drone registration program, which is basically like, kind of putting a license plate on your drone, but it's very rudimentary and it's very hard to track. So you're supposed to basically stick a number on your drone anytime you fly, and that's supposed to tie the person back to that particular drone. But that often, if you don't want to do that, you just don't.
There's
really nothing out there to stop that. And so the future of drones is going to be more of these digital license plates, where you can remotely identify a drone in the air. So when a drone's flying around an airport, you can then say, hey, that drone is tied to that individual, and we know it because these systems are in place around the airport.
Right,
that's the near future. Yeah.
Exactly, that it throws up some sort of signal like you do with any plane. I mean, a plane's out there, it's in airspace, it's identified, right?
Sure, and that's the whole point, almost like having a transponder. But think about the sheer amount of drones now that exist within the U.S. There are millions of drone owners in the United States, and a lot of them have drones that people would be surprised about their capability. I mean, these aren't like toys that you take out of a package and they crash into the wall when you fly. And we're talking about technology that has the ability to fly miles away from the remote, thousands of feet in the air, has sophisticated camera equipment, and now is reasonably priced to the point where anyone can buy these things. And so we will see the day soon where there will be a drone per, household. And so how do we make the skies safer? How do we stop malicious actors? And how do we also just like let people that just want to have fun, have fun, but do it in a safe manner? And that's where I think counter-drone technology comes out. It's not necessarily about trying to stop a drone from flying. It's more about allowing them to fly, in harmony with other things flying in that space.
So in terms of a counter-drone strategy in that, Is this like, you know, the drone police? I mean, you got to have somebody monitoring airspace, right? At that level.
And it's a great analogy for it because it is like that. And we don't want it to sound, you know, too law enforcement-y, I guess. Like, we're talking more about, like, making sure the skies are, people can fly in these airspaces without having to worry about causing an accident, like creating what we call more geofencing, where a system, right, critical infrastructure might be restricted to the point where the drone can't even fly into that space, or when there's a big event that's happening at a stadium and having the local law enforcement be able to say, hey, here are the drones that are able to be authorized to fly here. Maybe it's a CNN or a Fox News or somebody that wants to capture the event or an ESPN. And then here are people that can't fly and being able to make that safer. And so, yeah, it is a bit of policing it, but in a way that really is intended to make the sky safe and make the consumers on the ground safe.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, I would think in terms of your assessment, having some sort of geofencing setup, is there something that could, put some sort of, like you say, some data geofence around a protected area to where, those options aren't even there. And by that, we're not saying, hey, if you do, you're going to get fined up the yin-yang for this, but that somehow the technology is such that if you were to get too close into the area, it debilitates the drone automatically.
We're going to see more of that, and some drone manufacturers have already started to install that. And one in particular is DJI, which owns almost 90% of the consumer drone market now. They were required to put geofences around locations like the White House,
yes,
other government facilities, because a drone literally crashed in the lawn of the White
right,
House.
Right, exactly.
See the point where we can set that up, I think, individually and let local law enforcement kind of create those barriers in the future.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to leaning on you as our resident expert here when it comes to drone technology, because it only is going to continue to grow and be more significant in the years ahead, is it not?
Sure is, Bill, and thanks for chatting with me.
You got it. Brett Velikovich on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Brett.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion, Bill Martinez live, being brought to you by my friends at the Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. Watch it, okay? And you might more than watch it. Otherwise, you're like a surfer. You miss the wave and all the energy and all the fun, okay? Get involved. Find out more about it at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit to see if this works for you and the family. Hey, was it just me, or were you a little concerned when you heard about, President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer getting together and high-fiving over a $2 trillion infrastructure package? You sit there, and of course you ask the immediate question, $2 trillion, we're already $21 trillion and counting. Who's going to pay for it? How is this going to happen? Well, here to talk more about it and maybe see if he can put our minds at ease or maybe even add to the nervousness of it all. John Tamney joins us, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Okay, $2 trillion. When you've got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer agreeing with Donald Trump, I don't blame people for getting a little nervous here. Who's going to pay for this?
Yeah, well, it's not that it can't be paid for, as evidenced by the fact that lenders around the world line up to lend money to the U.S. The problem is, should it be paid for? With infrastructure, you're always and everywhere building for yesterday's economy. Mm-hmm. Think about it. When the 21st century began, Silicon Valley was in desperate straits. There had been the internet bust. Amazon was down to in the single digits for shares. It was seen as the internet being over. And so back then you'd have said, okay, the last place we're going to build new roads and infrastructure is Silicon Valley and Seattle. But fast forward 20 years, those are those two cities, those two areas have the five most valuable companies in the world. Mm-hmm. If you go back to 1970, you would have built lots of roads then around Detroit. By 1980, you would have looked foolish for having done so. You would have missed out on growth in other areas. And so I think the mistake is in the spending, not about how we get it.
Mm-hmm. A good point here. And let me ask you this, John. What about money that's been collected all along under the guise, for infrastructure? What's happened to that?
It's hard to say. My sense has always been, what I've always argued, is that money that comes in is fungible. It just flows around to whatever's there. If you look back on transportation bills over the decades, they haven't all been about building roads or improving airports. And so invariably, other ideas are funded. The problem, once again, is the government spending itself. That's the real challenge. And it also raises the question, are we building for an economy that will no longer exist? The idea is to improve airports, to improve roads for trucks. But Jeff Bezos is increasingly talking about getting his goods and services around via drones.
More drones, exactly.
thinking about this further, I'll wager a lot of money that within 10 to 15 years, private flight's going to be fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we going to revitalize airports that increasingly will be something of the past as people more and more rely on smaller airports? The fatal conceit, we always knock governments for presuming to invest in corporations, and with good reason. We don't criticize enough this notion that they know how and where to build the roads. Implicit there is they predict the economy of the future, and they cannot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially right now, we've got seemingly a substantial number of people that want to, turn the whole capitalistic system upside down and become a socialist nation. Pretty crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff, but I think my strong sense is that they said that about your generation. They said it about our parents' generation, my generation. They always say this about young people.
Mm-hmm.
But forget about what young people may wear their Che Guevara T-shirts, but look where they go.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to go to some of the most capitalistic cities on earth. New York may swing Democrat,
mm-hmm.
but boy, that is a ruthlessly capitalist city.
Right.
Lots of quote socialists in Silicon Valley, but the failure rate for businesses there is 90%. There's no socialism going on there. No socialism going on in the business of movie making. And so I don't buy that Americans have suddenly gone for collectivism. Americans love high living standards, and they love to create them for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we enter in this 2020 election season where you have the rhetoric flying around, and it's like, whoa, you know, help me here, John, help me.
Yeah, well, and let's keep that in mind. It's rhetoric. There are 20 different people running precisely with any presidential race. You need attention, and so you're going to say a lot of things that you quite simply cannot do. I look back, and this is sort of getting in the weeds, but I think it's useful. Brazil elected a socialist back in the early 2000s. Lula was his name, and
mm-hmm.
people thought, oh, my, the stock markets went way down. They've elected a socialist. But once you're in office, reality takes over.
Mm.
And I would say this about Hillary Clinton. I would say this about Bernie Sanders. And I'll say it about Republicans. I think to some degree it happened for Donald Trump. The most powerful force in the world is not the United States president. It's the stock market. There's only so much you can do. And thankfully, presidents are hemmed in by the separation of powers. Bernie Sanders has lots of collectivist ideas. Good luck passing them if he's elected president. I guarantee you that he would lose the House and Senate within 2 years if he ever got anywhere close to the White House, and they would block everything he wanted to do.
Well, basically, you're saying that's what happened to Barack Obama.
You read me 100% right. Barack Obama, very mistakenly, he could have been a very successful president if he'd said, you know what, these problems are bigger than a president, and I'm going to let the economy fix itself, the genius of the United States, let it solve itself. And he would have been a hugely successful economically president. But he intervened. And so what did the voters do? They did not like his leftward lurch. He basically lied to the people. And so in 2010, the Democrats lost the House. And so Obama, what he thought he was going to do and what he, quote, achieved were two very different things. Thank goodness for this. But I think the electorate is wise. I choose to be optimistic about the United States all the time because I think our people love achievement. They love success. They love making money. And so I'm not terribly fearful. What fear scares me probably the most is when one party's got control. It causes them to be flabby.
Yeah, welcome to California. I happen to be on the West Coast right now, and it's tilting almost away from itself. It could be floating out. It could become part of the Hawaiian Islands. I mean, it's just kind of floating out with its insanity because it's become a one-party state. And the things that come out of here, I know people, you know, they read about it, or you know, you come here, and I mean, compared to Florida, I'm paying a dollar more per gallon of gas here. On the West Coast, and all the other insane things, the taxes on businesses, all this restriction that's going in place, and they're deluding themselves into thinking that everything is just fine. But meanwhile, the number one state in the union right now for U-Haul, for U-Haul carriers and vans going one way out of the state is California.
Yeah, well, you know, California is an interesting thing, but even there, and I agree with you, but let me be clear, I'm not defending the policies that take place out there, but I think people who bet against California throughout history have lived to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And amid all the bad news, amid all the mistakes that the legislature makes, California is also the state that attracts 50% of the world's venture capital. It's got three of the five most valuable companies in the world. If you look at the future unicorns, the technology companies that are viewed as promising for the future, most of them are there. And so California has its weaknesses, but it also has something that's the most important driver of economic growth of all, and that's immense talent.
Mm-hmm.
The people there are remarkable, and so California, it's a shame. Imagine where it would be if it didn't have bad laws, regulations, big government holding it down. But wow, it sure hums economically. Any other state would love to have its economy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And case in point, the comparative is what happened with our country, you know, post the Obama administration. Donald Trump comes in, gets the government out of the way, gets rid of regulations. Originally, if you remember, it was going to be a 2-to-1 ratio, and I think now we're about 22-to-1. 22 for every new regulation, 22 are evaporating, and this is freeing up the people to go and live their dream and dream big dreams again. I mean, this is an exciting time right now to live in spite of what the negative media would want to present to us, John.
Without question, it's an exciting time always to be an American. Remember that just to be here, you won the lottery. You're the envy of 99% of the world, and that's probably too low of a number. And so I think you're right. I was skeptical about Donald Trump. I worried he was too much of an interventionist. I think his rhetoric is very interventionist at times, but the actions have offered something else. Yes, 22 regulations lapsed for every new one. The tax cuts weren't nearly big enough, but he would have signed much bigger ones. He hasn't been talking down the dollar. I disagree with him on trade completely. But again, broadly, he has been a pro-individual president, keep the government out of the way. And look what happens. Yes, free people, our natural state is to prosper. And so good for Donald Trump. I wish he would do more of it.
Well, let's see what happens with this $2 trillion infrastructure package. They're high-fiving, celebrating. I guess maybe that they could agree that this is what it's going to take. But you bring up some excellent points, John. You know, are we putting in all this money into, yesterday's problems instead of tomorrow's?
Yeah, let's never forget the most overrated concept in all of politics is this notion of a nation that's together. I love a divided nation, because look what happens when both sides work well together.
Yep.
They dream up $2 trillion spending packages. It's not good for Washington to be peaceful. It should be at odds constantly to avoid exactly this. That's $2 trillion.
Gotta leave it right there, John. John Tamney, I'm Bill Martinez.
Lots
Live.
Of
Thank
food
you.
And some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress
and aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
No matter how